Well, it's interesting, isn't it? You just spend your whole summer recuperating, watching frustratingly, and all of a sudden you get an opportunity to make an appearance back into international cricket, and you're captain. It is a great honour to speak now to the latest Black Caps captain, Michael Bracewell, who was named yesterday to lead our side to Pakistan. Not an easy proposition either, I might add, to go over there and try and perform well on a regular basis. So he's got a challenge ahead of him, but it's great to catch up with them this morning. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Smithy. Thanks for having me.
Hey, look, congratulations too. I know the Bracewell DNA pretty well. It must have been a hell of a frustrating summer because Bracewells don't like watching, they like playing.
Yeah, it's a part of sport, unfortunately, the old injury side of it. But, yeah, it's certainly tough sitting on the sidelines and not being able to get involved. But there was some great cricket played in that time. And I think that's the frustrating thing is when the team's going pretty well, you want to be out there with the boys contributing. But, nice to finally sort of be back in the fold again, which is cool.
And they rang you and said, not only are you in, Michael, you're also the captain to Pakistan. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, I was hopeful to get on the tour. I obviously fit and healthy again now, which is the main thing. So, yeah, was pretty excited to get the phone call to be going first and foremost. And then, yeah, the icing on the cake was the to be captain. And it's something I guess you don't really as a kid you sort of dream of, or you watch guys like Stephen Fleming growing up, and he was probably the captain for my formative years, and you sort of see him pulling the strings and things like that, and you're like, that'd be pretty cool one day. But to actually get named as the captain is another thing altogether, and I'm super excited and honoured to be leading the Black Caps side.
Well, Michael, it's a challenge. I don't think any captain has had anything but a tough job going to Pakistan. What do you know about playing cricket in Pakistan?
Yeah, I played a test series and a one-day series there, so I have a little bit of experience playing in those conditions, but again, T20s could be slightly different. I think the wickets are usually pretty flat over there and quite high-scoring games, so we've got a few guys that have played quite a bit of cricket over there in the squad, so we'll certainly be leaning on them for their ideas on how things are played and what the sort of style of cricket is that we want to play in Pakistan.
It's an experienced side in some areas and very, very inexperienced in the other side of things. But what a golden opportunity. But of course, most of our players who aren't available are tied up with IPL duties. But what a golden opportunity to put your name forward with a World Cup just around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you get to represent New Zealand is an amazing achievement. And obviously, the guys are very excited to go over there and be part of another series for New Zealand, but there's probably a little bit more context to it with the World Cup just around the corner, and probably I'm guessing there's a few spots up for grabs there, and if guys put their best foot forward, then you never know what happens. I think Finn Allen's probably someone who on this tour last year missed out with the ODI stuff because he was at the IPL, so we've seen that these tours are important parts of the preparation for World Cups. So, yeah, I'm sure he's excited to be able to be playing and put his best foot forward for selection.
So, Michael, in terms of the Achilles, I mean, that debilitates you to the point where you can hardly do anything, especially initially. What were you able to do in terms of conditioning, etc., with the finger problem?
Yeah, the finger was a lot easier, to be fair. I had surgery on it, so once the wound healed, I was pretty much back into everything full swing apart from batting. So, a lot easier from a recovery point of view to hit the ground running with the finger. The Achilles was a different beast altogether. Obviously, being a lower limb, you can't really walk or run for a period of time. So then once you're out for that period of time, then you've got to slowly and gradually build that back up to a point where you can withstand the the stresses of international cricket and domestic cricket again. So, yeah, the finger was certainly a lot easier to come back from, but still a niggly injury to have.
So, Michael, in terms of your ability with the ball, and I've spoken to Uncle John considerably about this, and he's a big believer you've got a great future with the ball. How much work have you been able to put in? Because when you came back to first-class cricket, you made a hell of a statement. You got bags and bags of wickets in a very short space of time. How much work were you able to put in?
Yeah, I was able to bowl pretty much non-stop through that period, which was nice. So I guess when you come back from a long-term injury like the Achilles, you're just really barely doing enough to get yourself back playing, whereas that extended period I had with my finger just allowed me to really concentrate on my skills, particularly my bowling, because I wasn't able to do a lot of batting in that time with it being my hand. But it was my left hand, so bowling was fine through that time, and it just gave me a little bit more time to really work on my skills. And I guess when you get that period of sort of 7 weeks, you can actually really focus on the things that you want to focus on without having the performance element to it. So you can actually really nail some technical things that you want to work on. And with the wickets that came, I don't think sometimes things just happen in cricket, and you bowl all right and you take a bag of wickets, and sometimes you bowl really well and don't take any. So I guess the pleasing thing for me was that I was able to put the ball in a good area, and yeah, sometimes things fall your way, which was fortunate in that Otago game than it did.
So how do you envisage yourself going forward in terms of your cricket? What kind of role would you see yourself playing on this tour, for instance? Do you see yourself as a four-over bowler in the T20 format? What number would you envisage batting? Because now that you're captain, you're going to have a fair amount of say in that. In terms of your own development, how do you see yourself positioned in this side?
Yeah, I certainly enjoy the bowling element. I'd ideally bowling four overs and, yeah, potentially an option in the power play as well. And then I think that finishing role is a role that I've played for New Zealand for a while now when I've been available. So I'm sure it'll be a similar role to that, the six or seven coming at the end and try and get the game over the line. So it's something that sort of, I think, suits my personality. I like to stay nice and calm out there, and I feel like that sort of really suits my skill set at the moment. And obviously, with a full-strength squad, that's sort of the role that I play. So I'll try and keep that role as specific as possible for this team, and then whatever comes moving forward as well.
Let's look at the squad that you're taking with you, and in particular, a relatively new name for us, and that you know a bit more about him, is, of course, Tim Robinson. From all accounts, he did have a seriously good Super Smash season, and he's been rewarded with selection. What about Tim?
Yeah, he sort of had quite a similar breakout season to Finn Allen had a few years ago. He just absolutely took the Super Smash by storm. He unfortunately got a bit of a rib injury and missed the back end of the Super Smash, but he was still right up with the top run scorers, even only playing six games. So he had an amazing six games, and I think we saw the talent that he possesses. And he's also a great package. He's a great fielder, and he can roll the arm over with the ball as well. But I'm sure his focus will be on batting at the top of the order and getting the team off to a flying start.
In terms of the quick bowling options that you've got, you've basically got five there, and I look at it and I think, boy, Adam Milnes is the oldest there by quite some margin. Jacob Duffy's been around the first class scene for a long, long time, and then you've got the exciting trio that we saw emerge just recently with Lister and particularly O'Rourke and Sears. So you've got some quite exciting options here, and these days Pakistan pitchers do tend to encourage with the style of bowling they produce as well, they do tend to produce a little bit of pace these days.
Yeah, they have quite a few pace bowlers on their lineup, so I'm sure they'll be trying to produce some quick wickets and play to their strengths. And yeah, look, probably O'Rourke's he's probably the most inexperienced out of that lineup in terms of domestic games played. But the rest of the guys have actually played a number of years of domestic cricket. Jacob Duffy's been around the scene for a long time, and Ben Lister's had a really good crack at it as well, and he's shown some great skills over the last couple of years. So, yeah, I think these guys will be excited to get an opportunity, and you don't just get picked for New Zealand out of nowhere. So they've had really good Super Smash seasons coming into this period of cricket. So they'll be rearing to go, and I guess when you're sort of sitting behind Southee and Henry and Bolt and the likes, you sort of just want to get your opportunity and take it with both hands, which I'm sure the guys will step up to the plate.
Looking forward to the T20 World Cup. West Indies pitches tend to be a little slower and a bit more conducive to slow bowling, spin bowling than they used to be, which makes the opportunity for, well, yourself, obviously we've talked about you, but Col McConkey and Ish Sodhi again as your spin bowling trio. So I would think Mitch Santner is pretty much a given with his experience and his ability with the white ball, but a nice little bit of competition there for places.
Yeah, well, Ish is, I think he's right up there with the top wicket takers for New Zealand in T20 cricket. So he's certainly a guy that we'll be leaning on in Pakistan. He's got a wealth of experience and has played all around the world. So he's an immensely talented guy, and yeah, he's I'm sure he'll be a lock-in for the World Cup as well. And he's an exciting prospect. He's when he's on, he's absolutely electrifying. So he'll have a big series in Pakistan, I'm sure, and he'll be leading that spin attack. And then Cole and I guess Dean Foxcroft fits into this mould as well. The batters who bowl. We'll be fighting for overs there in the middle, and it'll be great healthy competition for spots.
Of the experience that you have got there, you've got of course Mark Chapman, who's been around the block a while now. Tim Seifert, obviously with the gloves, with the backup from Finn Allen. But Jimmy Neesham, how do you see Jimmy's role?
Yeah, Jimmy has played an immense amount of cricket, particularly in Pakistan and the subcontinent. And I feel like his role with the ball will be quite important in this side. He's got great bowling at the death skills, which I'm sure will come in very handy for me as a captain. And then obviously we've all seen his power and what he can do, particularly on the bigger stages. World Cups seem to be where he comes into his own and plays amazingly well. So I'm sure he'll be there or thereabouts come that World Cup naming squad. But obviously this Pakistan series is important for everyone to put their best foot forward, and I'm sure he'll be looking to have a big series over there in Pakistan.
Now, the Pakistan side, of course, one of the things that we do know about them is none of their players are able to play in the IPL, which makes this a golden opportunity for them to get some cricket too and mould their squad before the World Cup. How do you rate Pakistan?
Oh, they're hugely formidable, particularly in their own conditions, but all around the world. We played a tri-series against them a couple of years ago, and they beat us over here. So they're an amazingly talented side and have X-factor players all around the park. Obviously, with none of their players away at the IPL, they'll be at full strength and rearing to go. I think they're just coming off a 10-day fitness camp with the Pakistan Army, so I'm sure they'll be hungry to get their hands back on the cricket ball and around the cricket bat. So, we'll certainly be not taking them lightly, that's for sure. They're a great side, and hopefully it's a great series.
So, Michael, what's the program between now and Game 1?
Just a little bit of training. Everyone's in their own MAs working away, and then we meet together on the 12th and fly out of Auckland. So, yeah, everyone will be preparing in their own way, and then we'll get over there and have a couple of days leading into that first game in Pakistan.
I would imagine, from your point of view, you are immensely hungry for this.
Yeah, I've been waiting sort of, it's my last game for New Zealand was over a year ago now, so very, very excited to link back up with the squad. I guess when you have that time off, you sort of reflect a bit upon the time that had come before, and I was pretty proud of the way that I'd played leading up to that point, so it was a bit frustrating to get the injury at the time that I did, but you're also just hungry to come back bigger and better than before. So, look, I'm super excited about the opportunity to play for New Zealand again, and then amazingly proud and grateful to get the opportunity to lead the side. So, yeah, I'll certainly be leaving no stone unturned, and it's been a long road back to playing again, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I think these things happen for a reason, and looking forward to getting back out there, and hopefully that hunger shines through.
Interesting, actually, Michael. I was just racking my brains, and with all the cricket that the Bracewells have played for New Zealand over the years, are you the first captain in the family?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not a huge historian of the game, but yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so.
And quite a competitive bunch, you Bracewell. So I think that's a nice little, when you have the family reunion, I think that's a nice little thing to hold your hand up for, particularly, as I said, over Uncle John. He would love to know that. Hey, mate, all the very best. Look, it's, as you say, it's a great honour, and it's been a long time waiting. I think New Zealanders have been waiting for you to get fit and come ready because of what you have shown us in the brief time in international cricket. So we wish you all the best. Tough proposition over there. It doesn't get any harder, I don't think, in terms of touring countries, but brilliant, absolutely brilliant, and wish you all the best, mate.
Thanks a lot, Smith. I really appreciate it. Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me.
Cheers. And thanks for your time this morning. Michael Bracewell there, folks.